Back up.
What time is it?
Put your hand together on your feet. It does not make sense.
And what is going on?
Back up.
What time is it?
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And it is Thursday, and it is 8 o'clock. That means, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Yes! What we do every Thursday is we play the longest-running game show on radio. And it is, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? And all we do is we play a clip of Jesse Jackson, and then we ask you to tell us what he is saying. And if you get that right, you're going to get yourself a prize. And we got some great prizes to give out tonight. Four of these to give out. The Los Angeles Dodgers 1988 World Series Collectors Edition DVD set. I have one of these at home. They're unbelievable. Catch every minute of the 1988 World Series where the Dodgers trounce the A's from A&E Home Video. Every second of every game in the 88 World Series. It's a great DVD set. All right, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Here is a sampler of all the clips you'll be hearing tonight for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Here we go.
I've never gone kindergarten. Diabetes! The land of Tucson, Lobature. God will bless us in our weakness. Diabetes! Something called a Louisiana Purchase. Our American bias, and there's some conflict between diabetes. I'm smart, you dumb, I'm up, you're down, and so diabetes. Why did Harper wish to get that? And some more. And some uprising in politics today, the home place of that would come from this. Two folk in the house got five toilets to do what? Diabetes! Two folk in the house got five toilets to do what? Nice clothes and back and a belly full of cancer. It's a show horse. We need workhorses. When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve. Diabetes! But it's not sentiment to you that of bragging about you graduated so many, that's a good thing, but addicted to excess. 6:38 teaching people. Diabetes!
All right, gang, let's start with this clip here.
I've never gone kindergarten.
If anybody gets this on the first one, I'm going to give you four prizes. If the first caller gets this out of the chute, you're going to get yourself four different prizes. Good luck.
I've never gone kindergarten. I've never gone kindergarten. I've never gone kindergarten.
All right, Gabriel on the 134 freeway. You're on 97.1. Good luck, dude.
I've never gone kindergarten.
I'm a-going in the corn.
No, sorry, man. And now the four prizes have been taken away, so now it's just one. This is a nearly impossible clip, but once I tell you what it is, it'll make sense.
I've never gone kindergarten.
All right, Danny in Costa Mesa. You're on the air.
I've never gone kindergarten.
Am I going to go in the corn?
No, sorry, dude. No mention of corn in this clip, by the way. Michael in Rialto, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I've never gone kindergarten.
He's saying, I have a bowl and then the call.
That's a no-no.
It's not it either, dude. Mike in Moreno Valley, you're on 97.1.
I've never gone kindergarten.
I don't know. Tap out, dude.
All right, there he goes. Mike in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
I've never gone kindergarten.
It sounds like hot Navagoo and candy corn.
You're stupid.
Not quite. All right, Art Moreno Valley, you're on 97.1.
I've never gone kindergarten.
No, sorry, tap out.
All right, too tough. Michelle in Ventura, you're up.
I've never gone kindergarten.
How's mama going? I don't know. Kindergarten?
Nah, sorry, Michelle. And Josh in Ontario.
I've never gone kindergarten.
Navajo candy corn.
Okay. All right. All eight of you missed it.
No!
Now I'm going to give you a major hint. He's saying two presidents' names. He's saying one president and then the other president. Two ex-presidents of the United States. Give you an idea.
I've never gone kindergarten.
He's saying blank, gone, and blank, gone. Two presidents.
How's now we're going, kindergarten?
Gil in Arcadia, you're on 97.1.
How's now we're going, kindergarten?
I've never gone Kennedy corn.
Nope, no. Not it. Bill in Santa Monica.
How's now we're going, kindergarten?
Reagan's gone, Kennedy's gone.
No, Kennedy's right, but Reagan's wrong. Eric in Newport Beach, you're on 97.1.
How's now we're going, kindergarten?
I can't get the first one, guys.
All right, dude. Vanessa in Santa Monica.
How's now we're going, kindergarten?
Eisenhower gone, Kennedy gone?
Yeah, Kennedy gone.
Give the West Side.
Yes, congratulations. Yeah, that is West Side. You're right. Eisenhower gone, Kennedy gone. Yeah, congratulations, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to get the 1988 Dodgers World Series on DVD. Listen to this carefully. Eisenhower gone, Kennedy gone.
Eisenhower gone, Kennedy gone. Eisenhower gone, Kennedy gone.
Makes sense now, huh?
Eisenhower gone, Kennedy gone.
All right, we press on. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your clip.
The bees! The bees!
All right, Mike in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
The bees!
Is he saying die of AIDS?
Die of AIDS?
No,
no, not die of AIDS. Lewis and Hemet.
The bees!
I say diabetes.
That's it?
Wow.
Yeah, he's saying diabetes. Or diabetes.
The bees!
I think he's mispronouncing it.
The bees!
Diabetes. Well, maybe he's talking about a beehive.
Diabetes!
All right. No, he's saying diabetes. And so congratulations. You got yourself a little prize there, buddy. All right, the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
The land of Toussaint Louverture. The land of Toussaint Louverture.
Jesus Christ.
The land of Toussaint Louverture. The land of Toussaint Louverture.
All right, Jess in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Here we go. Here's the clip, and good luck.
The land of Toussaint Louverture.
Got it? Bubba?
Mike in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
Hey, it's us. All right, let's talk to Jason in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
The land of Toussaint Louverture.
I think you're saying the land of Tucson and Louverture.
I think that's it, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 sec. You're going to get a prize as well. So who is that? Jason in Los Angeles got himself a prize. And congratulations, dude. All right, here's the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying, everybody? Everybody's favorite game show on radio.
God will bless us in our weakness. God will bless us in our weakness.
And by the way, to complete this clip, you do have to somehow do the whistle at the end.
God will bless us in our weakness.
All right, Michael in Culver City on 97.1.
God will bless us in our weakness.
God will bless us in our weakness.
Put your hands together.
Congratulations, dude.
Thanks, man.
All right, hold on 1 second. You get the last of these Dodger DVDs. And so we finished that out. The Los Angeles Dodgers 1988 World Series Collector's Edition. It's on DVD, and it's a set. I have it at home. Catch every minute of the 1988 World Series where Dodgers trounce the A's from A&E Home Video. It really is great. You put the DVDs in. You can fast forward to any inning of the game and watch the celebration. Plus, they have some additional DVDs. You can get the final game, I believe, from with the New York Mets. So it's a great set. You got to check it out. Dodgers DVDs. 1988 World Series.
You can get the DVD from the program today.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip.
Something called a Louisiana purchase. Something called a Louisiana purchase.
Oh, God.
Something called a Louisiana purchase.
Oh, Babu, I've never heard it pronounced like that.
Something called a Louisiana purchase.
All right, let's talk to Craig in Irvine. Craig, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, little buddy.
Something called a loser and a prayer chain.
Something they call a loser and a prayer chain.
Nope, not it, dude. Alex in Whittier, you're on 97.1.
Something called a loser and a prayer chain.
From the collar, where the hell is Whitman?
Wow.
Oh. I'm playing, too. Call you one more time. I'm sorry.
Come on, dude.
Come on, brother Babu. Oh. Come on, Babu.
All right, you want to know where he is?
Please, brother. Come on, one more time.
I'm going to give you a website, all right?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know where he's at. I just want to hear you one more time, brother. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Come on, dude.
Something called a loser and a prayer chain.
What caller is calling from Whittier?
Get out of here.
That's a no-no.
All right, let's talk to, how about Gabriel on the 210? You're on 97.1. Here we go. Here's the clip. And if you can tell us what he's saying, you're going to get yourself a copy of the book, We Want to Be Rich. Here we go.
Something called a loser and a purchase.
Something called the Louisiana Purchase.
Yes, congratulations, dude. All right, you're going to get a copy of the book, We Want to Be Rich. And I'll hope you become rich.
Something called a Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah, something called the Louisiana Purchase. But he pronounces it a little differently.
Something called a Louisiana Purchase.
A Louisiana Purchase. Yeet along. All right, the next clip, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between... Our American bias, and there's some conflict between... Our American bias, and there's some conflict between...
Jesus Christ.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between...
John and Colton, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between...
Our American president has a conflict between...
Suck it. No, circuit is what he's saying there.
Suck it.
Noah in Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between...
Let's talk to Aaron. In Canoga Park, you're on the air.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between...
I got to tap out, bro. Sorry.
All right, dude. There he goes. No shame in that, man. It's a difficult clip. All right, Jamie and Laverne, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between...
Our American has some conflict between...
No!
I don't believe that's it. Josh on the 405, you're on 97.1.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between...
I'll take that info on where Whitman's at.
Okay. All right, you got a pen?
Yeah.
All right, write this down.
Okay.
What happened to Whitman.com?
Oh, that's not his site. That's some jerk site.
No, it's not, dope. We put it together to answer all the questions and where he is.
Oh, I see.
So go to it and check it out. And it's also his email address is there and also his MySpace page.
He's still above ground, though, right?
Yeah, he didn't die. Good. That guy's still there. He's still walking around.
I know he's got that depression going on. I don't know.
Yeah, I just talked to him 2 days ago.
Oh, his phone number's on the site, too. Cool.
Is his phone number on there?
Better be.
Uh-oh. Well,
give that guy a call?
Yeah, give him a call at home. You want his home number?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a sec.
Cool.
Jerry, give that guy his home number. And don't give it to him, you a-hole. What's wrong with you? All right, here, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between...
Michael and Culver City, you're on the air.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between...
Yo, I already won. I'm just waiting to talk to the people.
All right, well, hold on one sec. Michael and Gabriel already won. All right, let's talk to Scott in West L.A. You're on the air.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between...
Our American bias, some conflicts in between.
No, dude. Ben and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between...
American bias and conflict with...
No. Javier in Ontario.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between... That's a no-no.
There he goes. Michael on the 91, you're on the air.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between...
Our American advisor that there's some conflict between...
No. Josh, Ron in a Walmart. You're on 97.1.
Our American bias, and there's some conflict between.
Hey.
Our Americans, something.
Right.
Well, son, shut up.
You got to fill in those somethings, my brother.
Okay, play it one more time for me. Then.
Are you calling from? Do you work at Walmart?
The Walmart?
Yeah.
It's in Corona.
Are you working there?
No, God, no.
Oh, you're just in Walmart.
Yeah, 10-4.
Are you listening to the radio in the electronics section?
No, they don't allow you to do that anymore.
Okay. All right, here we go, dude. We'll play it for you again, only because it's the first call we've ever gotten from Walmart.
Our American buyers, and there's some conflict between...
Our American national conflicts come in between.
It is absolutely retarded.
What section are you in?
The lingerie section.
Okay. All right, glad to see he's enjoying himself. All right, last call, then we'll press on. Doug in Fontana, you're on the air.
Our American values, and there's some conflict between...
Our American values, and there's some conflict between...
That's exactly right,
the
dude.
West Side.
That is unbelievable. You got it word for word.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, our American values, and there are some conflict between. Good for you, dude. You're going to get a book. Are you rich yet?
Oh, no, not yet.
All right, we're going to send you a book, Why We Want to Be Rich.
Awesome.
All right, and I wish you luck with that, dude. Go out there and get rich. Why not? All right, we're going to play this clip for you a couple of times. We'll come back and ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. And got lots of prizes to give out tonight. Plus, Leo Quinones, the film freak, is coming in. Also, Meryl Schindler is coming in tonight, 9 o'clock. Talk about some hot restaurants. And Dr. Sophie, child psychiatrist, coming in at 10 o'clock to try to help you with those kids. Perhaps you're raising kids and you can't stand them because they're a pain in the ass. Dr. Sophie will help you out at 10 o'clock. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
I'm smart, you dumb, I'm up, you're down, and so... I'm smart, you dumb, I'm up, you're down, and so... What? Wise men discerned sickness.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey,
we're
Timmy?
In the middle of what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
Hey, Timmy.
What, dude?
Dude, you gave out the wrong number again for the mortgage, HRE mortgage. And he's
what
standing right in
out?
There.
Shut up, dude. I
Harden's
gave out the
standing
right,
right in there, and you gave out the wrong number.
What number is it? Is this it here?
It's the one that, yeah,
oh,
that's the
number
it's
I
on that paper.
Out, dude, you no,
it was wrong, dude. The last number you gave out was wrong.
1-800-935-2780. I've been giving out that number for 3 months, dude. I didn't F it up. What number did I give out?
You gave out like 2760 or something.
No, I didn't. All right, 1-800-935-2780. 1-800-935-2780. What, are people calling?
Yeah, there. I got like 12 calls right after you gave that out.
The number, I gave it out correctly. 1-800-935-2780. All right, folks, let's continue on here. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? And here's your latest clip.
I'm smart, you dumb, I'm up, you're down, and so...
Wow.
I'm smart, you dumb, I'm up, you're down, and so... I'm smart, you dumb, I'm up, you're down, and so...
Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk to Tim and Rancho something. Probably Rancho Margarita, I guess.
I'm smart, you dumb, I'm up, you're down, and so...
Is it Rancho Cucamonga?
Tim.
Hey, okay, go ahead, Tim.
How you doing, buddy?
All right, dude, here's the clip. All right, here we go, dude.
I'm smart, you dumb, I'm up, you're down, and so...
I'm smart, you're dumb, I thought you were a dinosaur.
No, that's close, though. All right, that is not it. Michael in Pomona, you're on 97.1.
I'm smart, you dumb, I'm up, you're down, and so...
You ready? I got it.
All right, what do you got?
I'm smart, you're down, I'm up, you're down, and so...
There you go! No! That's it, dude.
Put your hands together.
Yeah, put your hands together. I'm smart, you dump, I'm up, you down, and so. Congratulations, dude. Hold on one sec. We'll send you a book, You Want to Be Rich, or Why We Want to Be Rich. Are you rich yet, dude?
Hello?
You rich?
Oh, I'm trying to get there, though. I'm getting ready to go take my private investigator's test on the 2nd of June, so I'm working on it.
Fantastic. All right, hold on one sec. Why We Want to Be Rich. And good luck with that book, man. Read it and get rich. Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm smart, you dumb. I'm up, you down, and so.
I'm smart, you dumb, I'm up, you're down, and so.
Eat along. All right, here's the next clip, gang.
Why did Harbor wish to get there? Why did Harbor wish to get there?
Jesus.
Why did Harbor wish to get there? Why did Harbor wish to get there?
I have no idea. Jay in Inglewood, you're on the air.
Why did Harbor wish to get there?
Yeah, it's
with a white backpack.
No!
What? Nah, that's not it. Let's talk to a Hyde in Largemont. You're on 97.1.
Why did Hyde risk to get that?
Why did you have to risk to get it?
I believe that's not that's incorrect a no-no. As well. Frank on the 60 freeway.
Why did Hyde risk to get that?
Why is it so hard for the rich to get me?
I think that's it, dude. Congratulations,
give it
man.
Up, West Side.
Yeah, hold on 1 second, dude.
Why did Harbor rich to get there?
Why is it so hard for the rich to get there?
Why did Harbor rich to get there?
All right, that's what at least it says here on the sheet. I don't know what the guy's saying. All right, let's go on to the next clip, everybody. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
And some more. And some more. And some more.
Let's talk to Vahi. I don't know how you pronounce that. In Burbank, you're on 97.1.
And some more.
How you pronounce that name, dude?
Vahi.
Vahi. All right, dude, I got close. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
And some more.
And some more. And?
And some more.
No, that's not wrong. Try it again, dude. You got very close.
And some more.
Add some more?
No.
No!
Art in Camarillo, you're on 97.1.
And some more.
And some more. And some.
That's it, dude.
All right.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, Tim.
You're a big stud, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, hold on 1 sec. We're going to send you a different prize here. We're going to give you a copy of Lost Planet Extreme Condition for the PlayStation 3. It's the 22nd century. The Earth is in ruins, and mankind must move on. Rated T for teen only from Capcom. Have you played this one yet, Jerry? Is one of your
yeah, I've played
games?
It.
You
I've
enjoyed
it.
It?
It's good.
Yeah?
It's good.
What's the game about real quick?
It's like you're basically like a colonial marine like on this planet, and you're shooting like aliens and stuff.
Lost Planet Extreme yeah. Condition. All right. The conditions are really extreme, huh?
The conditions are definitely extreme. That's the best way to put it, actually.
You're an idiot. All right. Go out and get your games today, folks. Lost Planet, and the conditions are really extreme. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Uprising politics today.
Oh, Bobbo.
Uprising politics today. Uprising politics today. Uprising politics today.
Jesus Christ. How about Lewis and Pacoima? You're on the air.
Uprising politics today.
Is he saying book, rock, and politics today?
No. I believe that is wrong, my friend.
Uprising politics today. Uprising politics today.
Let's talk to a Fernando in L.A. You're on the air.
Uprising politics today.
Bush lies in politics today.
I don't think that's
no.
it.
Uprising politics today.
Ramon and Van Nuys, you're on the air.
Uprising politics today.
Book writers and politics today.
No, sorry, dude. All right, Gary and Castaic, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Uprising politics today.
How about KC and Riverside? You're on the air.
Uprising politics today.
Uprising politics today.
You know what? I think we're going to give that to you, dude.
Uprising politics today.
Yeah, I think we're going to give that to you, buddy. Hold on 1 sec. It says up rallying in politics today, but...
Uprising politics today.
Or uprag or uprise. I don't know what it is.
Uprising politics today.
I think it's uprising.
Uprising politics today.
I don't know, dude. All right, next clip. What the hell is Jesse saying? Here we go, folks.
The home place of... The home place of... the home place of the home place of
oh boy. All right, Andrew and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
The home place of
can I get it one more time?
Yeah, we usually don't do that, but here we go.
The home place of
their home raised from
no. Mike on the 5 freeway, you're on 97.1.
The home place of
Tim, I've got a question after this.
You got it.
The home grace of?
That is incorrect.
No.
Hey, Tim.
Yes,
Tim,
sir.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Where can I get a raising form up here in Van Nuys?
Whereabouts in Van Nuys are you?
I'm on the 5 and coming up to the 170. Is there a liquor store around here?
Well, you're not in Van Nuys.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of going up toward Van Nuys.
Okay, get off of Van Nuys Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And go south towards Ventura Boulevard.
Okay.
Cross Ventura, the place right on your right-hand side.
Okay, thank you.
There's a newsstand right there.
Great. Thanks, Tim.
But what freeway you're on? 5?
Well, I'm on the 5, but I'm going to cut across over there. So, like I said, it's on Ventura and...
And Van Nuys.
Ventura and Van Nuys. Okay, yeah.
There's one on Laurel and Ventura Boulevard, too.
Look for Red Ditem in the second race tomorrow.
Who?
Red Ditem.
I got to write that down.
All right.
I'm so desperate that I take any tip from any idiot that calls.
Give it a shot.
How do you spell Red?
Red Ditem. I think he's the 3 horse, Pablo Lobo's horse in the second race.
Second race. Okay, dude.
Thanks, man.
All right. Good luck tomorrow.
Bye.
All right. There he goes. All right, folks. Yeah, anytime you need a little help on the where to get a racing form, you call the right station. All right, let's talk to Ann in Anaheim Hills. You're on 97.1.
The home place of.
Their home place of.
Now you got it, dude. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, the home place of. He goes,
Their home place of.
He goes, this, their home place of.
This, their home place of.
Good for you, dude. Hey, another winner. Look at that, man. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
That would come from this. That would come from this.
Again, the whistle has to be part of this clip or he ain't winning.
That would come from this.
Sean in Garden Grove, you're on the air.
That would come from this.
That would come from bets.
From what?
No!
Bets?
No, sorry, dude. Alfredo in Rancho Cucamonga, you're on the air.
That would come from this.
That would come from bets.
No!
How do you spell the last word?
I'm a horseman, so bets. B-E-T-S,
no, it's not maybe. Bets. No, it is not a bet. Let's talk to Miguel in Montebello. You're on 97.1.
That would come from this.
That would come from this.
There you go.
Talk to me, somebody. Yeah.
Congratulations, dude.
Thanks, man.
All right. Hold on one sec. You're going to get the Lost Planet extreme condition. And again, according to Jerry Gomez, man, those conditions are extreme. That's all you can say?
It's like you go in and there's like an alien invasion. Okay. I have played it, dude.
But it is extreme, man.
Yes, the conditions are super extreme.
Okay.
They're much more extreme than anything I've ever seen on this planet.
Okay. All right, so if you like extreme conditions, pick that up. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the next clip.
Two folk in the house got 5 toilets. To do what? Two folk in the house got 5 toilets. To do what?
Oh, that's so classic.
Two folk in the house got 5 toilets. To do what?
Doug in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
Two folk in the house got 5 toilets. To do what?
Poor folk in the house got 5 quarters, but to do what?
No.
No, man, did you really butcher that one. Juan in Maywood, you're on 97.1.
Two folk in the house got 5 toilets. To do what?
Oh, Babu. That's a hard one, man.
Come on, dude.
I got this one.
All right, let's go.
Two folks in the household and 5 toilets to do what?
Two folk in the house got 5 toilets to do what?
Two folks in the house with 5 toilets to do what?
Okay. You didn't really have to whistle after it, but you got close enough. We're going to give it to you.
You're stuck.
All right, man. Hold on one sec. You have PlayStation 3?
Yeah, actually, I do.
You're going to get that Lost Planet with those conditions. And here to tell you about the conditions is Jerry Gomez.
What does Jerry Gomez know?
There's snow. There's everything, man.
And it would be extreme.
Extreme. It's very extreme.
Is there hail?
Well, you're actually on like it's a foreign planet, so I'm not sure if hail is the right word, but it's definitely,
is there levels or missions?
There's like levels.
Awesome.
All right, hold on, dude. You guys are talking a different language, man.
Two folk in the house got 5 toilets. To do what?
Two folks in the house got 5 toilets. To do what?
Two folk in the house got 5 toilets. To do what?
Take a dump, man. Two folks, 5 toilets. That means that that you could literally have 2.5 bathrooms yourself. Wouldn't that be cool? Sounds like Dave Harden's new house. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer. Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer. Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer.
Oh, boy. All right, Jimmy in Los Angeles, right, 97.1.
Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer.
Jimmy. How about Mike and how about Scott on the 101?
Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer.
Nine holes in the back and a belly full of cancer.
No. Jason in Seal Beach, you're on the air.
Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer.
Ooh, I'll give it a shot. I think I might have to forward on this one. He's saying the knife folds back and a belly full of cancer.
No, very close, though, dude. You live in an old town?
In where?
Old town, Seal Beach?
Close to it.
Beautiful, huh?
Yeah, it's real nice.
I used to live right there on 7th and Electric. It's unbelievable.
Okay, yeah, I'm at Admiralty.
Yeah, I'd move back in a heartbeat if I could. All right, buddy, thanks for calling.
Catch you later.
All right, there he goes. One of the most beautiful cities in the United States, right there, Seal Beach. All right, let's talk to Dave in Culver City. You're on the air.
Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer.
Now you're...
very disappointed in your attempt, Dave.
No!
Well, Jimmy, I
very disappointed.
Put on hold and then put right up.
I know, man.
The new
but,
one.
All right, we'll play for you one more time. Here we go.
All right.
Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer.
Now I suppose you're coming back with a belly full of cancer.
No, that's a no-no.
All right, but dude, thanks for calling. Chris in Southgate, you're on 97.1.
Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer.
Oh, I'll give it a shot. I think I might have to point at this when he said the knife folds back and a belly full of cancer.
No.
Living in Old Town?
Yeah, and Seal Beach is back. All right, we're going to play this for you a couple times and come back and ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer. Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Oh, boy.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Because you might sound crazy, say he said, is that that's our kind of guy. And watch this.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What?
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What? Semi-automatic weapons. That's a no-no. 110,000 blocks arrested the last 6 years.
520-971-WOLF.
Prison rate 80% black. You be threatening to get turned out of jail.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What?
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Here's the clip we left you with before we took that very short break. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer. Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer.
All right, let's talk to Tim in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1.
Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer.
How you doing, Tim?
All right, what do you got, man?
I kind of want to say now the fool's back with a belly full of cancer.
Not close. Jerry out in the harbor, you're on 97.1.
Nice closing back and a belly full of cancer.
Is it nice clothes on his back and a belly full of cancer?
That's exactly right, dude.
Yeah.
Jump up and shout.
Yeah. Were you calling from Harbor City?
No, I'm from Southgate.
Southgate, all right. All right, congratulations, dude.
Thank you, man.
You get yourself Lost Planet Extreme Condition.
Cool.
So put that in your PlayStation 3 and enjoy it.
Right on.
Hold on, dude. Yep, that's what he's saying. A nice clothes on his back and a belly full of cancer.
Nice clothes in back and a belly full of cancer.
All right, here we go. Let's play the next clip.
It's a show horse. We need workhorses.
Oh, God.
It's a show horse. We need workhorses.
Jesus Christ.
It's a show horse. We need workhorses. It's a show horse. We need workhorses.
All right, Cameron in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
It's a show horse. We need workhorses.
It's a shoe horse that we need horses.
Sorry, dude. How about Donnie in Ventura? You're on 97.1.
It's a show horse. We need workhorses.
It's a show horse. We need workhorses.
No. I don't. Well, let me see.
It's a show horse. We need workhorses.
I think that's it, dude.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think you got it, man.
Right on.
All right. Hold on 1 second, dude. Hold on, man.
It's a show horse. We need workhorses.
Yeah, it's a shoe horse. We need workhorses.
It's a shoe horse. We need workhorses.
All right, congratulations there, man. All right, we're going to give you I Live For This, a book about baseball's last true believer, Tommy Lasorda, and all told by award-winning sports writer Bill Plaschke. Look at that, from the L.A. Times, and Lasorda himself. I Live For This. It's a book about baseball. All right, here we go. What the hell does Jesse Jackson say?
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve. When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve. When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
All right, Matt in Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1.
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
When the nation starves, Inglewood starves?
I think that's not it, buddy, but we thank you for calling.
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
Chris on the 405, you're up next.
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
What's up, Timmy?
You got it, dude?
Yeah. It's when the Haitian stalled, Inglewood stalled.
No. Sorry, man. Got close.
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
Let's talk to Mark and Whittier. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Can one more time, please?
All right.
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
Would he install Inglewood starve?
Sorry, Bubba. Nothing there, man.
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
Let's talk to Brian in Newport Beach. You're on the air.
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
When he should stall, Inglewood stall.
No, close. James in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
James.
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
When Haitian what?
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
How are you spelling after Haitian?
Stars, S-T-A-R-S.
No, that's not it.
That's a no-no.
That's what I thought you were saying. No, that's not it. Sorry, dude. Katie, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
When Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
It's when the Haitian starve, Inglewood starve.
Congratulations, baby.
Thanks.
Yes, you're going to get a book. I Live For This. The book about baseball's last true believer, Tommy Lasorda. Congratulations to Katie. Good for her. All right, here's the next clip. Good luck, everybody.
Best I'd sentiment to you that.
Get along.
Best I'd sentiment to you that. Best I'd sentiment to you that. Best I'd sentiment to you that.
Nah, that's too tough.
Bragmite, you graduated so many, and that's a good thing, but.
That's too tough, too.
Addicted to excess.
Okay, all right, this one's easier.
Addicted to excess.
All right, Selvin in Valencia, you're on 97.1.
Addicted to excess.
Timmy, big fan.
Hey, thanks, dude.
I'm gonna have to bail on this one.
Come on, dude. Let's play it for you one more time. Here we go.
Addicted to excess.
I take it to the excess?
Nah, sorry, dude, but we thank you for phoning. How about Sean on the 91? You're on the air.
Addicted to excess.
Hey, Timmy, big stud, man.
Hey, thanks, man. You too, dude.
Is it, I said this to her, excess?
No, sorry, man. All right.
Addicted to excess.
What about Jimmy out in Arcadia? You're on 97.1.
Addicted to excess.
Addicted to an excess.
I think that's wrong, too, man. All right, here we go.
Addicted to excess. Addicted to excess.
Jeff in Hollywood, you're on the air.
Addicted to excess.
Addicted to excess.
Yeah. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's addicted to excess.
Yes, sir.
Got to throw that S in there, dude.
Addicted to excess.
All right. Congratulations, man, to everybody who won. And that concludes What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And don't forget, at 9 o'clock, we got Leo Quinones coming in, the film freak. He'll talk to us about the new films opening up this weekend, including Speed Racer. And then at 9:15, we have Mr. Eats, man. Look at that. Yeah, Meryl Schindler coming in. And then 10 o'clock, perhaps one of the great psychiatrists in the city of Los Angeles or in this country, Dr. Sophie. You got problems with those kids, man. He'll straighten you out. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Lots of stuff to get to tonight, so please stay with us till 11 p.m. It's Tim Conway Jr. live at 97.1 Free FM.
Diabetes testing supplies.